Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm Tom Levine, and in the studio with me today, I have not last year's FCHS graduates, but the year before. We're going to talk about the first year of college. So everybody introduce yourself. Start with you, Darian.
All right. I'm Darian Levine. My parents are Tom and Sherry Levine, and I'm going to Maryville University.
See, that was very easy, wasn't it? All right. Everybody has an example now. Okay. Step on up, Savannah.
My name is Savannah Barnhart. My parents are Rachel Barnhart and Jason Barnhart, and I'm going to the University of Illinois.
Okay. And Lauren?
Hi, my name is Lauren Simpson. I'm the parents of Keith and Flo Simpson.
Well, you're not the parents of. They're your
parents. The child of Keith and Flo Simpson.
Okay. All right.
And I go to the University of Southern Illinois. Okay. Indiana.
Indiana or Illinois?
Indiana.
Indiana. You're going to Evansville.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Wilson, let's hear it.
Howdy, I am Wilson R. Lackey of Fairfield, Illinois, and my parents are Debbie Lackey and Kenneth Lackey, and I have attended Frontier Community College.
And you're going on to Maryville, right?
Correct.
Okay, and eventually you'll get the iPad, right?
Correct.
All right, Amy.
That's the one reason I'm going to Maryville.
Hello, I'm Amy Chen, and my parents are Andy and May Chen.
Okay.
Yep.
And you go to?
U of I in Champaign.
Okay. You didn't want to get it all screwed up like Lauren did, huh? All right. We're going to talk about the first year of college and how well you are prepared and your favorite classes and stuff like that. And I just thought it'd be interesting to hear from last year's graduates. And you're all collectively known as a squad, right? All right. You're in the squad chat. And we're going to hear more from the squad here in just a few moments on the Community Connection. Stay tuned.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
We have to begin with the end in mind. It's called being a grown-up. Listen, people that make $30,000 a year, they're 21 years old, they don't go $10,000 in debt in one purchase. No, it's $50 things. It's death by a thousand cuts. And then you look up and go, oh my God, what have we done? You have to live on less than you make, and you have to have a plan, and you have to be intentional. The first step in your journey begins by tuning in to your home for the Dave Ramsey Show in Fairfield. WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We're back on the Community Connection. We are talking to the squad, FCHS seniors. What year were you?
2017.
All right. And so Wilson Lackey is here. He went to Frontier Community College for a year, right? Did the dual credit classes really help you out?
Yes. Yeah. I took... I took two or three dual credit classes, and I took a lot of summer classes, and I was able to graduate Frontier in a year.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. All right. So what was Frontier like?
Well, it's not like a university. Basically.
But it's not like high school.
Not at all. No. Because, yeah, you could still show up at around 3 o'clock, and that's just when your classes start instead of leaving around that time. Yeah, Frontier, it wasn't that bad. I think that it's definitely a great start. It saves money. And,
right.
Whenever I first went there, I had thought that it would be more difficult because I didn't have a car at that point. But after I got a car, it was just easy to get there and get around.
Right.
And, yeah.
Okay, so what was the hardest class?
Hardest class? I think composition and analysis probably just it was fun because the classmates I had, but it was a little bit more difficult at some points just because some of the papers we wrote about were something that I had no knowledge about, and I couldn't fluff it out.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So now comes the decision after a year. You've graduated Frontier, and you're going to where?
I'm going to Maryville University.
Okay. So why are you going to Maryville? What are you going to study at Maryville?
I'm going to Maryville mainly because Darian told me to. But I'm going to go there to study game design, and I plan on being a programmer.
Game design and programming?
Yes.
All right. And didn't anybody else...
Well, I mean, Leia Nobles told me to.
Leia Nobles told you to go to. Okay.
But yeah. Yeah, they told me to, and I looked around at the academics, and as soon as I saw game design, I just kind of jumped on board.
Oh, okay. All right. Is there anything else that interests you? You thought before you chose Maryville?
I had no idea about college. They just said, do this, and so I did.
Okay. What are you looking forward to most?
Well, right now I've been talking to my roommates, and they seem really cool at the moment, but I think I'm just going to like university life opposed to living in Fairfield the entire time.
Okay. Let me tell you, because I've been on the campus, it's a lot like Fairfield,
Okay. Except,
you know, it's much smaller.
Fair enough.
You know, you have the same number of people,
right. But
in a smaller space.
Okay.
All right, Wilson, game design, good luck with that.
Thank you.
All right. Lauren, you are going to USI.
Yes.
All right. And so you are majoring in what?
I'll be majoring in health services.
Health services.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's like the study of the different health sciences. So I basically picked it because it was like a good undergrad for occupational therapy,
Oh, okay. Which
is what I really want to go into.
Occupational therapy is your eventual goal.
Yeah.
Okay. So did you benefit from dual credits when you...
Yes, it gave me a great head start to college, and just it gave me a lot of dual credit. So I'm going in practically as a sophomore to USI.
Oh, okay. So now next year you're going to practically be a junior, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is USI like?
USI, it's a great community. It's a very small campus.
How many
you pretty much
do you know?
Know everybody. There's about 10,000 that go.
Okay. All right. Yeah, so it's so a little bit bigger than Maryville.
Yeah.
Just for my own comparison. So you know just about everybody?
Not quite, but you know a lot of people going from class to class.
Okay. And is it easy to get from class to class at USI?
Yeah, it's pretty much just a circle, and it's
okay.
Shaped.
All right. So tell me about the campus. What's the best place to eat on the campus at USI?
Chick-fil-A.
Because you know there are going to be kids' parents are going to listen to this, and they're going to go, if my kid goes to USI, they're going to have to get food where?
Yes. My favorite place to eat was Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A?
Yes. Chick-fil-A.
Okay. They have a site on campus? Or?
Yeah, they have a restaurant in the UC.
That's pretty cool. Chick-fil-A on campus.
Yes.
You know what we had on campus? Cafeteria at SIU Carbondale.
We have one of those too, but...
Yeah, we were surprised one day when we had a dish called corn on the range. I'm still not sure what it was. I'm not even sure if corn was in it. All right. What about the study environment? Is there a place to study that people in your pursuing your degree go to study?
Yeah. So last year I was a part of the LLC.
Okay.
It was called the Health Professions LLC. So we were roomed with a bunch of, like, all health professions. So we just, like, grew as a community together and, like, had a lot of study sessions with all classes together and just really grew.
And what's the hardest class?
Definitely anatomy.
Anatomy. Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that one's a tough one. So did you try going in with your body parts labeled? You have anybody in class do that?
Even the organist?
No, nobody did that.
Okay. All right. Lauren, good luck with your degree.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We are going to be back in just a few moments. We're going to talk to University of Illinois students, Amy Chen and Savannah Barnhart, in just a few moments here on The Community Connection.
Join us each weekday and on Saturday mornings as well for the latest on the local auction scene. Auction Time informs you of the unique items on the block. We give you the headline items during the week and then actually get into the details with area auctioneers as part of our Saturday program. That's Auction Time, weekdays at 7:50 a.m. and then again on Saturday morning after the 8 o'clock news on the station listened to, not just heard, WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
Okay, now we are back on the Community Connection. We got Savannah Barnhart and Amy Chen in. How are you doing, ladies?
Good.
Okay. You're both going to the University of Illinois. Did you decide to go there together, or was it an independent decision? I've got to go to the University of Illinois. Amy?
It was a joint decision.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So do you see each other on campus?
We actually dorm together.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Along with a third person from Fairfield, Haley Collum.
Oh, okay. Okay, so Haley's in the dorm too. So is there three people, four people in a dorm?
Three people.
Okay. All right. Amy, tell me what your future plan is. What are you going to University of Illinois for?
Well, right now I'm studying biology, but I'm planning on doing a double major with psychology, and my plans are pre-med.
Pre-med.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after the University of Illinois, where are you going?
A medical school, but I don't know where.
Don't know where yet. Okay. All right. Are all the pre-med people together? Do you study together, or what happens?
Well, pre-med majors are – no, they're actually not majors, but pre-med people can have a wide variety of majors. You don't actually have to, like, major in something sciencey to get into medical school. You can major in anything.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. So what is the University of Illinois like? What do you think of the University of Illinois?
I love U of I. It's just a great learning environment, I think, and I love the feeling of the campus. Okay. And the people there are really nice.
All right. And even though the football team is terrible.
I don't really care about sports that much.
Okay. Did you do anything this year anything? Did you go to any of the sporting events at all?
Wait, did I go to one?
One.
Okay, one. And it's so memorable that you forgot what it is.
Yeah, I don't even remember what sport it was.
Football, I think.
Did you go to the homecoming football game?
I don't remember. It was a long time.
Okay.
It was a year ago.
All right. So let me ask you a question, Amy. Yeah, you might know, maybe Savannah knows. Is Bruce Dickey still a legend at the University of Illinois?
Yes, because you're nodding your head.
Yeah, that's right. You've got to say yes to that. He's a legend at University of Illinois. They wanted him to win the Heisman Trophy. For tuba playing. They don't award that for tuba playing. All right. So what are classes like for you?
Classes? My classes mainly compose of science classes like biology and chemistry because that's what pertains to my major as a pre-med student.
Okay. All right. Savannah, you are not studying to be a doctor. You are studying to be an architect, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So what drew you to architecture? First off,
well, I went on a couple trips abroad, and that was my most memorable part from the trips. I just was constantly taking pictures of buildings. Yeah, my family teased me about that, and so I decided to go to a Discover Architecture camp at U of I, and that's what made my decision.
Okay,
I really liked it.
So they opened the doors to you early. Do all colleges do that, or do you know? Did any other college do that for you?
Well, there's a couple other types of camps like that around the U.S. and for different areas, too.
Okay. Now, Haley Collum is also in architecture.
Yes.
Okay. So what are architecture classes like for both of you?
They're actually pretty fun. They kind of are workshop-oriented.
Oh, okay.
We have studio, which is where we spend most of our time, like hands-on, like model making and designing.
Okay. So model making... Making models of buildings.
out of
balsa wood?
Yeah, balsa wood, cardboard, all kinds of things.
Okay. All right. What was your most interesting class?
Probably my architecture studio-based classes.
Studio.
Yeah, studio.
Okay. Did you did they have, like, once you got a project done, did everybody display their projects and talk about their...
Yeah, we would have critiques and reviews in front of, like, a panel of professors or grad students.
All right. Professor's pretty nice?
Yeah.
You like U of I? The campus is good?
Yeah, I really do.
Okay.
The atmosphere of the campus.
All right. What is the spirit of the campus?
It's pretty alive. It's always active. I mean, there's always something going on.
There's always something going on.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know this because I played golf with your father last week. The architecture students have ice cream socials. Is that right?
Yeah, that was actually I joined a professional architecture fraternity.
Oh, okay.
It's co-ed, and yeah, we have social events along with professional events, so you kind of benefit on both sides.
All right. What about you, Amy? Did you join a fraternity or sorority?
Oh, I didn't join a fraternity or sorority, but I joined, like, a few pre-med clubs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any clubs that you're in other than what pre-med clubs are you in? What would that be? I have no idea because I'm not smart enough to be a doctor.
Basically, they just do volunteer events, and we basically just get together and, like, talk about pre-med stuff.
What we're going to do when we become doctors.
Basically.
Where we're going to buy our white coats and stethoscopes. What about you, Savannah? What clubs are you in?
Basically just the architecture fraternity right now.
Basically, you're concentrating on architecture, right?
Yes.
So do you have preliminary sketches of buildings that in your mind would be fantastic, or do you go into buildings and you go, this is all wrong?
I mean, a little bit of both. I mean, okay. Still learning.
Well, you've been in this building and it's all wrong. All right. We are talking to Savannah Barnhart and Amy Chen, both University of Illinois students. So what's the best part of was FCHS, did that prepare you for U of I?
I honestly don't think, well, I could say that it did help, but I don't think that wherever you went for your high school really affects how you perform in college.
Okay.
Honestly think that it's just how hard you try when you're actually there in college.
Okay. Savannah, you agree?
The huge benefit from FCHS was the dual credit, I would say.
Okay.
It was a huge help. I have almost all my gen eds.
Okay. So you're going to go back as a junior, right?
Yes.
When do you go back?
The 25th.
The 25th? And Amy, you're going back the 25th?
I go back the 23rd.
23rd.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to move in early, huh?
Yep.
Okay. All right. We are talking to the squad. FCHS, class of 2017. We'll be back in just a few moments here on the Community Connection.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, ACT Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
We're back on the Community Connection. We're talking to FCHS graduates from 2017. We're talking to them after their first year of college. And now we are down to Darian. You're the last one. So you're going to where?
Maryville University.
Yeah, like people don't know that, and I don't know that. Right? 'Cause our move-in date is when?
The 25th.
Okay. And so how far are you from Wilson? Because that's important information for me.
He's approximately two floors up and maybe somewhat to the right or left. I don't
that's
know.
That's too close in my opinion.
I think he needs to move to a different building.
Me and Darren are best friends.
Well, she did tell you to go. So, all right. So you're going to Maryville University. Why are you going to Maryville?
I'm majoring in interior design.
Okay. And did dual credit help you as much?
Oh, yeah, I definitely think it did because I got to go to Maryville. I took one gen ed and I'm basically done and with my gen eds. And so I got to focus a lot more on interior design related courses, things like that.
Okay. All right. So what is it like going to Maryville?
I love Maryville. I think people are really nice there. Like a lot of people are like, I made my decision on Maryville because the people here are genuinely nice. And it's a small campus. So you get to know a lot of people, and you get to know your professors really well.
Okay. And how big are your classes?
My smallest class was 8 people.
Okay.
So.
All right. How about you, Amy? What's your biggest class?
600 people.
600 people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate those classes. How about you, Savannah?
I would say the same.
Okay. Lauren, did you have any of those?
About 20 or 25.
20 or 25, USI, much smaller. And, of course, Frontier, you had what?
Yeah, the smallest class was 4 people.
4 people. Okay. All right. Awfully reassuring. 4 people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it was very awkward.
Okay. All right. So, Darian, what's the best part about going to Maryville? Everybody's nice.
I would definitely say probably the size of the classes because you really get to know your professors and you get to have conversations with them. And I really feel like I'm pretty close to my professors. So
okay.
That's nice. I learn a lot from them.
All right. Of course, the iPad had no effect on you, right?
Oh, of course not. The right. iPad is actually used in pretty much every class. It's really nice.
All right. Tell everybody what we're talking about.
Okay. Every full-time student that goes to Maryville gets an iPad Pro and Apple Pencil.
Okay.
They can use in the classes.
And they get to use them all 4 years.
Yes, all 4 years. And they do replace them, I think, every 2 years.
Right.
And after you graduate, you keep it.
So, okay. All right. So what do you all think about that? What do you University of Illinois students think about that?
I think we deserve iPads now. Of course, there are 40,000 students, so I do understand why they don't have that.
Well, there would be. But, you know, pre-med and architecture students need the iPad, right?
Right, right.
How about you, Lauren? What do you think about that? No? Okay. All right. All right. Wilson, you're working on your iPad. Yeah. You're getting your iPad eventually.
Yeah, the iPad's the only reason I'm actually going to Maryville.
I thought it was because Darian told you, and so did Leah.
Well, then I learned about the iPad.
Oh, okay. All right. Did you do any studying about where you were going other than they told you you had to go there?
No.
No, okay.
No, they just told me to go, and that's basically all the research I did.
Okay. I didn't know it would be that easy.
All right, so everybody gets an iPad. How do you use your iPad in class?
For like art history, stuff like that, you take notes. You do a lot of sketching and drawing and design and stuff like that on the iPad. You get to learn different drawing programs like Procreate and things like that. You can have CAD and Adobe programs on your iPad.
Mm-hmm.
And you take pictures, anything really.
Okay. Take tests on your iPad.
Yeah, you do take tests on your iPad.
Stream your classroom on your iPad?
Yes, you can. Some teachers do that.
Some teachers are videoing their classrooms and putting them online. Okay. What is the best part about Maryville? What are students really excited about?
What are students really excited about? The iPad. The iPad, of course.
Not Goat Day, huh?
Oh, not Goat Day.
Goat Day.
I think really the community behind Maryville, I think, is really the draw to it.
Right.
I think it's really unique in that aspect.
Okay. All right. A lot of people come back and donate. Tell me, where is that place on campus that everybody goes and everybody loves? Louise?
Louise, yeah. A lot of people do go to Louise, but I would say probably the hub of Maryville. It was Caldi's, but now it's a Starbucks. So
now you have a Starbucks on campus.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is a Starbucks on campus. You're looking forward to that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. Let me ask you all, and we'll start with Darian. What was the one thing that you thought you didn't expect out of moving in at college?
I don't know. I'm trying to think if anything surprised me, really. I don't know. I have to think about this.
Okay. All right. Amy, come on in.
Well, moving into college my first year, I actually thought that I was going to be really, really bad because I was really sad about moving away from home and living on my own. But actually moving in, U of I feels like a home away from home, I think, for me.
Right.
Right.
Cool. Okay. Savannah, what do you think? What is the one thing you didn't expect about moving into college? You do have to come up and talk.
Yeah. I guess just all the different type of people, the diversity, the community aspect.
It's much different than FCHS, yes. Huh? Okay. Lauren, what was it like moving in USI? What did FCHS prepare you? What?
It was definitely a challenge at first, but just getting used to the community and it was just such a growing experience for me and just, like, the loving community.
Okay.
They, like, became family to me. So.
Okay, cool. All right, now let's say I got Bobby Wells coming in on Tuesday of next week. So let me ask you all what he should tell his senior class coming into FCHS. So what do you think he should tell his incoming senior class? What should they do during their senior year to get ready for college?
Don't do drugs.
Mental preparation.
Mental preparation. Okay. All right, Amy, that sounds good. Anything else?
Definitely scholarships. Fill out scholarships and put a lot of thought into where you go, because it makes all the difference if you go to a good school.
And what you're majoring in.
Yes.
Okay, think about your major. All the scholarships. All right, anything else?
If you don't know what you're going to major in, don't go straight to a university.
Okay, all right. If you don't know what your major is. It beats changing your major like 9 times in a semester. Okay. All right. I want to thank you all for coming in. You all did a wonderful job. And good luck with your college careers, okay?
Thank you.
Hi, Jason, if you're out there.
All right. That's going to do for today here on the Community Connection.